The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions. Why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math.
We are sisters from a family of 10.
Both of us have families that include 4 math-loving children and 2 grandchildren.
Together, we have more than 50 years in education.
We are on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime, playtime, or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
So tell me, Jan, why is this mission so important?
We are educators and we know a child's confidence in math can be life-changing as these children develop interests that lead to college and even career opportunities.
We know you're busy, so we'll keep this weekly podcast short. Nobody has time for an hour-long podcast. Give us just 10 minutes a week and we promise to make it worth it.
Now it's time for you to take action. Click on subscribe to get notified every time a new podcast episode is released. And thank you so much for making math fun. Equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections. Welcome to our 18th episode of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. In this episode, we will talk about how math has changed to more problem solving as opposed to computation. Now let's get started.
We have answered the question, why has math changed, in our first episode of this podcast. But today, we're going to talk about how has math changed. I've had many parents ask me why math is not the same as when they were in school. Parents probably have vivid memories of drilling flashcards with the basic math facts over and over until they knew them by heart.
I have heard the same from parents of my students. I found that the parents that liked math were successful, and the parents that did not like math struggled with the whole drill and kill flashcard routine. As math teachers, we do want students to know their math facts so they can free up their working memory to do other math computations. Doing math computations are important, but not necessarily the goal in today's math classroom. Let me give you an example. When I first started teaching middle school math, math textbooks included instruction in how to find the square root of a number without using a calculator. This is a lengthy procedure similar to long division. Since calculators have become affordable and popular, now students just press the square root button and they get an instant answer. That particular math computation is no longer taught and no longer a priority.
Yeah, that's a great example. Even learning long division with more than a 4-digit dividend isn't emphasized today because the calculator can give us an accurate answer in just seconds. So if calculators are so readily available, especially now with cell phones and calculator apps, what is the focus of math?
That is the million-dollar question. Students have information at their fingertips, but students need to know how to use the information to solve real-world problems. The very first math practice standard for grades K through 12 in our state math standards is to make sense of problems and persevere in solving them.
That's why we now see an emphasis on problem solving in the math classroom today. As adults, we use math every day, whether it's to estimate our grocery bill, to measure following a recipe, or to figure out how to budget our money. Problem solving using math is a real-world skill that will benefit students in the future. Mathematically proficient students solve problems using one method and then check their answers to problems using a different method, while they continually ask themselves if the answer makes sense. They can also understand the approaches of others and identify connections between different approaches.
Part of problem solving is the ability to explain how one solved a problem so that others can understand. That is actually the third math practice standard for grades K through 12 in our state math standards. That standard says students must construct the viable arguments and appreciate and critique the reasoning of others. In the math classroom today, you will hear more student voices than in the past. It is no longer the teacher just telling students, but students talking about math with each other. Students learn to appreciate the creative strategies others use to solve problems. They also talk about efficiency, and they make decisions about which methods are easier and quicker than others.
Yeah, in fact, you might find a teacher introducing a new concept by asking students to solve a problem that they've never seen before. The idea is for students to make sense of the problem and communicate their thinking with others. Students will work together collaboratively to solve the problem and then use a different strategy to check their work. Real-world math does not come in the form of a worksheet where all the problems are solved in the exact same way. We want math class to simulate real-world problems.
I remember doing homework with only number equations on the page until I got to the very bottom of the page where I found maybe one or two story problems. My teacher was not concerned about the story problems. Honestly, I found those story problems to be more challenging, and I still needed to use my computation skills. The shift in today's math classroom is to use those story or real-world problems as a way to learn math. After all, what good is knowing how to find the square root of a number if you never know when a square root is needed?
Yeah, we have seen too many adults believe that they are not good at math just because they did not learn all their math facts before they were tested in a specific grade at school. Yet these same adults use math every day in their jobs and in their homes and find that math problem solving in the real world makes sense.
The goal in math classrooms today is not to create students who can only calculate, but to help students become creative problem solvers that can effectively communicate their ideas to others. Knowing this goal, how can parents, as a child's first teacher, support their own child at home? We have some resources that will help. Lee, can you tell our listeners more about those resources?
I sure can. We know parents are busy, so we created a math mini course with short videos and activity cards that will give parents the knowledge and the tools to help their own child to become a creative problem solver. Check out our website at 10minutemath.com. That's TenMinuteMath.com, where you will find more math resources and information, along with our Order Now button at the top of the webpage to purchase our math mini course. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun!